comes Vader Cottontail, hopping down the horror trail. Oh, well, that's not a chocolate egg there. I wouldn't pick that. Oh.
Sometimes it happens. You know?
Well, and sometimes you feel like a nut.
Ooh, and sometimes you're bone weary.
Oh, bone weary. Okay.
Mm. Let's, you know what, okay. Should we just start the what? Music?
Well, yes, you're bone weary.
Well, I mean, we need to go ahead and start it so I can get my own so I can get my own custom memoji like you have on the iMessage with your Easter egg and whatnot.
Oh.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you guys. Big fat thing, you.
Meh. Gosh. Well, hello. Everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday. Y'all, it's upon the, and what is that? April 14th, 2025, in the, you know, palmy,
pollen covered
year.
Well,
y'all, you have no idea. I'm Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetri, exhausted part, and I'm your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V E D E R.
And
too exhausted to even care.
I can't. He can't. I can't. Whatever. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader. And joining me today, y'all, it's the same person as always. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was tippa-tapping Big Fatty earlier, saying, oh, I'm available. And y'all, I saw his little memoji had changed, and it's all Easter-y.
Oh, so it does change when you see it, then.
Well, I mean, it may have been there for a while, but y'all.
No, I just changed it today.
Oh, okay. But I don't. When I messaged you about 2:30, I just did it via Siri.
Well, excuse me. Did you say tooth hurty?
I did. So y'all, it's been a week.
Uh oh.
It's been a week.
Yeah. Uh oh.
So, Big Fatty, how was your week, though?
Well, it sounds like it doesn't matter how mine was. Mine was just a regular week, well, you know.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
I'm trying to think. I think there was a gentleman caller this week.
Oh, Lord. You know, it's good.
I'd have to go back and check the records.
Right. Well, I can only assume there's a ledger by the door where they
sign yeah, in. Of course. Yeah, right. Well, it's, right. Yes. We stopped putting notches in the headboard because the headboard disintegrated.
Right. There wasn't one, turns out.
Right.
It was just the just some splinters attached to the frame there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, y'all, my week. Y'all, remember last Sunday I said I was a little like, I was a little phlegmy, a little whatever.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all, let me tell you. That went south really quick. And y'all, it was not good, shall we say. I never felt like, you know how when you have a cold and you're just like, ugh, I feel terrible. Well, y'all, I never felt terrible. Y'all, I just could not get rid of the phlegm.
Oh.
And I tried the thing. Yeah, I was coughing. And I have a little bit of a cough. And I'm still, the secret is to keep your nose blown, I've discovered, with this particular phlegm. Because that's what's happening is it's running. It's post-nasal drip if I don't keep my nose blown. So, anyway, y'all, but, you know, just bone weary.
What wasn't post-nasal drip your stripper name at one time?
I think that was about 6 weeks ago. Yeah, Yeah. It's, you know, they just, they come, they go, just like your gentleman callers, you know?
Yeah.
But y'all, I guess we should just talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Saturday morning, I got in the jalopy. Oop. Come on, there you go. I got in the jalopy. Y'all, and off to Hatville I went. Y'all, I think I mentioned it last week. Well, I'm sure I mentioned it last week.
You did.
The father had it fallen and fractured
I've
his...
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
And y'all, it became clear to me during the week that things were not good. Now, I had planned to go to Hatville regardless, but, well, you know what? It needed to happen, so let's
do it.
Do I have any volume? No. Y'all, let's just do this.
How is your whole family? Trademark, Vera Charles.
Ooh, expired. Family.
That's right. That trademark went out.
Oh, the trademark. Yeah. Y'all.
Oh, you meant Vera had expired.
Right. Y'all. How is your whole family? Y'all got to Hatville, and, you know, Father Hat was Father Hatting, and y'all had a... I had said, now, you got to make a list of all the things you need help with. So they had a... Y'all, they made a list. And
oh,
this,
gosh.
This list was in a notebook, basically.
I was going to say, how long was it?
Yeah, it was long. And so, y'all, we went through... You know, I was like, y'all, I got in. I said, I'm going to have to sit for a minute because the drive is not fun. And so, y'all, on the way up, I had stopped and had the Rush's hamburger basket. Oh,
the what?
Rush's.
I don't know what that is.
It's a like a hamburger place in the greater Columbia area. And so, y'all, I'd had like, it's so good. Y'all, the hamburgers, they cook it all fresh. It's kind of like Chick-fil-A without the hate. They cook it all fresh. Y'all, they have really good fried chicken, too. And it comes with fries and vinegar to put on your fries and a little coleslaw and whatnot. Y'all, it's expensive as hell. But anyway, I'd had that.
Well, it appears that they're proud to be a trusted neighbor since 1940.
1940 or 1949? Either way, y'all, I used to go there in high school. Y'all, we... And I said, I'm going to have to sit for a minute because I'm exhausted from this drive. And so we chatted for a minute, and I had to get their Apple Snack, iTunes, iCloud Family Share set up and got all that set up and got them their storage because, y'all, they were out of storage. Anyway, got all their devices set up. Oh, our Face ID doesn't work. Turns out they didn't know how to use Face ID. Got all that going, and then y'all, I said, is the water turned on to the second floor? Because, you know, whatever. That's where the boudoir is that I stay in. It's kind of my bedroom growing up. I didn't live there very long in this house, but they're like, no, the water's not on. You can just use your father's bathroom. Y'all, the shower in Father Hat's bathroom is so small that I have to stand... I have to duck down to get in it. My head touches the ceiling, and I have to stand with my arms, but I can't. And if I try to wash my, y'all, it's too much. And I said, you need to turn the water on to the second floor. How long's it been off? Well, a couple of years. And I said, we need to turn the water on to the second floor. Well, what if there's a leak? And I said, well, this is the time to find out that there's a leak because you need to have the plumber come out. Cause remember, you know, X, Y, and Z. So y'all, okay, well, you're going to have to do it. And I said, all right. So I thought I knew where it was. Of course, y'all, I had to crawl on my hands and knees under their house for about 150 feet. And I said, y'all, I can barely move today. And so, y'all, I got that turned on. No big deal. Everything was fine. Y'all, then I had to, like, do all these other things. They had gotten, y'all, they had a second lawnmower that was the Grand Hatterina's. And my mother had finally worn hers out, so she was wanting to get the Grand Hatterina's serviced and up and running. So, y'all, I went up there to change the oil in it and put a new battery in it and change all that, spark plug, filter, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. Y'all, and Father, I said, you just sit right here. Oh, I'm going to come help. And y'all, I enjoy spending time with Father Hat, but I knew how this was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I don't really need any help. There are a lot of things many of you don't know about Mr. Vader, but Father,
May I guess by help, he was going to come and tell you how you were doing it wrong.
Correct. I just realized I muted you, but that had nothing to, that didn't mute the banjo band. Anyway, but the things you don't know about Mr. Vader is that the Father Hat, y'all, he was a mechanic. I may have mentioned that before, but he was essentially a heavy machinery mechanic. He also restored classic cars. And so, y'all, I unfortunately know a lot about small engines and all that stuff. And I said, I am perfectly capable of changing the oil. Y'all, I said, all right, where's the, because, you know, everything's just shits everywhere. And I said, all right, where's this? Where's this? And he was like, well, I wouldn't use that. And I said, well, that's fine. You're not doing it. This is how I do it. And the way you want me to do it is going to make a giant mess. That is not how I do this. So anyway, y'all got all that done, went and tested out the lawnmower. Everything was fine.
Do you mind cutting the back 40 acres while you're at it?
They have like 2 acres to cut. But yeah, it was too wet to cut. I just tested a little spot and, you know, I was like, all right, it works, but it's too wet to cut. So y'all,
hang on a second. Mm-hmm. This begs the question. Do they get out and cut the grass? This is a push mower?
No, it's a riding lawnmower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a riding lawnmower.
Okay.
And the Hatterina does get out and cut the grass.
All right.
And I said, is your weed eater working? Because they cannot weed eat. And I said, you know, I'm already in my work clothes. I said, so I don't mind weed eating some difficult spots, you know, and just cleaning things up. Oh, no, you just can't do that. Didn't trust me to weed eat. And I said, well, I brought my wraparound sun spectacles. I can weed. No. So y'all didn't get that done. Went back to the house, got changed, and I said, all right, we had the steak supper tickets from the volunteer fire department fundraiser.
Well, I was going to say it had to have either been a steak supper or a pancake breakfast or a fish fry.
Right. And it tis the season for these things. So y'all, they're every weekend. And in fact, the night before someone had brought them like barbecue plates from some other fundraiser. And so y'all, I was angling to go get the steak supper because let's be honest, I said volunteer fire department.
Hello.
And so, but then the aunt came.
It's the Hooterville volunteer fire department. No.
Y'all, it was, the aunt came in and said, are y'all going to get, hi, Larry. And I said, hi. And she said, I didn't see your car. And I said, it's charging up at the workshop. And she said, well, I was going to see if you wanted to go with me to get the tickets. And I said, sure, because you probably know where you're going. And so, y'all, I rode with her, and y'all, she got a new Bronco. Raptor.
Well,
or something.
She used to have a lot of money.
Yeah, and she, so we were chatting and whatever, but y'all got there. Good gracious. And y'all, Miss Elma Ray, y'all know Miss Elma Ray. She makes.
We know Miss Elma Ray. But for new listeners,
yeah, she makes the good rolls at the holidays, and she, y'all, she's a good cook.
Does she have a nephew that lives in Arkansas? Because you know, there's someone in Arkansas that makes rolls that people just rave over.
Well, they're obviously related. Yes. And I knew that her late husband volunteered there at the fire department. And I didn't realize that also her oldest son does as well. Her youngest son is married to my first cousin, or one of her youngest, they're twins. Either way, And so y'all, Miss Alma Ray was there, and she's like, "Honey, you only have two plates." And I said, "That's plenty," because, you know, y'all, it was fried steak, rice and gravy, and coleslaw, and there must have been a cup of gravy and two cups of rice on the plate, and a half a cow worth of steak. And I said, "No, that's plenty. That's plenty. That's plenty." I just kept saying that. And she's like, "They've got more plates down there. You can just go buy one." And I said, "We don't need it because the hats can't eat that. They don't eat that much." Y'all, she just... So, got all everything picked up with the aunt.
So, you took a third plate home with you also?
And we were getting in the car. And y'all, here she comes with a third plate.
Of course.
And I said, "Miss Alma Ray," I said, "y'all, it's a fundraiser." So, then I had to dig some duckies out of the wallet, and she, you know, "I'm not going, I'll just get it." No, no. So y'all, then I had to pay for it. I didn't want to pay. Y'all, it was $15. I know. And
all right, now let me ask a question. Uh-huh. You said it was fried steak.
Yeah, like country fried steak.
Okay.
Yeah. Not like a ribeye or
T-bone.
Something.
T-bone.
No, it was a country fried steak. That's what they call a steak supper. And it was delicious.
It sounds like the supper at the Baptist church on Wednesday night.
It's related. It's uh-huh. You know, whatever. But y'all got back to the hats, and of course, where did all that that is too much food? And I said, "Well, you're just gonna have probably some leftovers, you know." And I'm thinking, and really, what I'm thinking is, well, now I can just pig out, and I can just
right.
eat as much as I want. Y'all, we couldn't even finish between three of us, we could not finish two of the three plates. So there was a whole...
So did you bring the third one home?
No. I left it for them. But yeah, y'all, the Hatterina made her famous roast, her beef roast this morning. Well, she cooked it overnight. Y'all, the thing was cooked to death, but whatever. She made it in the cracker pot, and it was delicious.
Oh.
Y'all, she just... Really, we discovered what she wanted me there for was so that she could go to church.
Mm.
And that I could stay with the hat. So, y'all, I had one project left, which was to rewire a lamp. Now, I had left this to the end because this is the 5-minute project, right? She had bought the lamp kit, even though it's not probably not the one I would have bought, but she had bought the lamp kit. So I said, "All right, all I need to do is just cut the end off, wire the new wire to it with some tape, pull it through, rewire in with the new socket and everything, and I'm done." Y'all, this thing had not been... It had its original wiring from 1974. And so I go to pull on the wire, and it disintegrates. And so I'm sitting there looking at it, and it's looking at me. And y'all, this whole time... 50 years worth of dust is just falling out all over. Y'all, I am disgusting right now. In fact, I had to go get the vacuum cleaner. I made such a mess with this thing. But y'all, this lamp was a custom-made antique lamp, and it was a Model T Ford axle that had been cut and then, you know, turned into a lamp. Whoever wired it drilled like a quarter-inch hole in the bottom for the wire to go through. Y'all, there was absolutely no way I could do this. And I put it right back on the end table, put the shade back on it, and I said, "That is going to be a project for another day." "Oh, but we don't have a lamp." And I said, "There are 48 lamps in this house, most of which aren't even plugged in." Well, I guess you've got a point.
It eats the electricity.
Y'all, everything in that house was turned on, powered up, like everything in that house. But the first thing they said was, "How much power do you think your car is going to use?" And I said, "Not as much as that space heater the hat has blowing on him 24/7. So y'all had lunch, and I said, "I got to go. Big Fatty's waiting on me." And and Father Hat, you know, helped him get to the turl and everything. Y'all, I get him back in his chair on his vibrator, as he calls it.
Oh, gross.
And y'all, he says, "I need you to go back under the house and turn that water off. I don't trust it."
Oh, my God.
And I said, I understand, but you don't need to be turning that on and off. I said, and you don't drain the pipe. And he said, no. And I said, well, what good's turning it off going to do? Because if it's going to leak it, there's still pressure in there. And, you know, it goes up to the second floor, so it you can't drain it. You can relieve some of the pressure, but you can't drain the pipe. I said, because you don't have a drain on it. I don't know what you mean. So, y'all, back on my hands and knees, under the house, with the flashlight, making sure there are no fucking snakes anywhere, and turn the water off, only to discover that it's dripping.
Mm.
Where is it dripping, you might ask? Mm-hmm. On the shutoff valves.
Oh, wow, perfect.
So I came back out. Y'all, I'm all beat up. Like, I've scraped my back on the, you know, on the floor joist and everything. I come back out. I stand up, and I'm cursing like a sailor. Turn around, knock my reading glasses off my head. They fly under the house.
Ah!
So then I go back under. I get the reading glasses. I get back out and realize I've left the light on under the house. So then I have to climb back under there to the light switch and turn the lights off underneath there. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, it was not my day. But anyway, I said, you need to call a plumber. And when you do, you have him move those shutoff valves to the garage. No, what if they leak? And I said, well, they'll leak on concrete. You need to have him move those to the garage. So, y'all, they're coming tomorrow. I just got word that the plumber cousin is coming tomorrow to move the damn valves. But anyway, y'all, it was a weekend. Well, it
sounds like you got quite a macro dose of your family this weekend.
Y'all, I got to go back because they've reached the point where, you know, this is not just a like once every month situation. So anyway.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
Y'all,
there's a thousand pretty
one week from today as we record this, y'all, I'll be off to Las Vegas. So,
again,
y'all, I'm going out for the...
Viva Las Vegas.
Horror event out in the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So, y'all, I'll be out there for Sunday, the 20th of April. Y'all, that's the Easter Sunday. Until Tuesday, the 29th of April.
Are they having a hot Jesus contest or anything like that?
Y'all, it doesn't start until after Easter. So.
Oh, okay.
But, y'all, I have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Well, oops. Where'd it go? Why isn't it there? Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Y'all. Sorry, I can't move. The fingers don't move that fast, y'all.
Is this Dora the Explorer?
It must be getting early. It's a Grateful Dead.
Oh, we'd be grateful if Dora the Explorer was dead.
Y'all, breaking news.
Uh-huh.
We're going to see the Grateful Dead at the Spear.
Oh! Now, have you been to the...
I've been to the Spear for the tour. I have not seen the show at the Spear. So, y'all, I was a little apprehensive of spending any money to see the Grateful Dead. And, y'all, I appreciate the Grateful Dead for who they are. But they've
got to be old.
Well, there's only
they
three.
They put the dead in the Grateful
right,
Dead.
Right. There's only three of the original left. Jerry Garcia, of course, is dead. But, y'all, John Mayer is performing with them. So it's, you know, I said, you know, I'll go. It's called Dead and Company. It's the name of the the Dead and Company experience.
Oh, wow.
And so y'all gonna go see the Grateful Dead at the Sphere. So wish me luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, y'all. We made some phone calls, and
who is we?
Just some different friends. I don't think I've mentioned any of them, but I believe Larry from Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Y'all, the Glavitas will already be back in the San Diego by the time we go see the Dead. But yep. That's the plan. Had to, you know. But y'all, I understand that we're going to a horror event, but like, y'all, that's okay. Like, you can't horror for 9 days. I mean, you could, but like, you can, but it's going to get old at some point. So, I said, I don't mind going to see the Grateful Dead. So y'all, I guess that's how it's all working out. They are the Tuscany Suites and Casino is sponsoring several weeks worth of shows. Well, 3 weeks worth of shows coming up. So there's a whole thing there. But yeah, anyway. So we're going to see the Dead. So I don't know if I'm allowed to take photos, but if I am, maybe I'll take some to share. Because I feel like the Dead will be the Dead. This is the only song I know by the Dead, basically.
Great.
But also,
well, you know,
it's an experience.
You know, you'll be out there during Grateful Dead week. I think that starts next Sunday.
Oh, is that Vera's birthday?
No.
Oh. So that's a freaky news. All right, you know what? It's not that exciting.
Okay.
Let's undo that. And y'all, I think what you're all here for is this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Dead. Ooh, or Alive.
All right, everybody. It's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the names of people born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive. And then, of course, I have to tell you who they are. And it's also the time where I drop in that I have not forgotten about the science fair trophies that people won about 18 months ago. I could not find them today, so I'm going to keep looking. Oh. All right.
All right, Greg Maddux.
Oh, Greg Maddux. As far as I know, he's still alive. Y'all, he was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves.
Greg Maddux is indeed alive. He's 58 years old, and he's an American Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, and he was with the Atlanta Braves. All right.
Y'all,
Justice.
Dave, y'all, the music is still beach balling. Y'all, there may not be any dead or alive music. There it goes. Y'all, David Justice, as far as I know, he's also still alive. He was also a player for the Atlanta Braves.
David Justice is indeed alive. He is also 58 years old, and he was an American baseball player for the Atlanta Braves.
How about that?
How about that? Steve Avery.
I'm starting to sense a theme here. Steve Avery, as far as I know, is also still alive. And y'all, he was a baseball player. And he did play for the Atlanta Braves. Yeah. He did play for the
Steve
Atlanta.
Avery is indeed alive. He is, well, he's 54.
Is he young?
And he was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves.
How about that?
How about that? I thought that was kind of novel that there were three of them.
Seems so, like something the Hat Arena would have known.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
All right. Let's see. The next one we have here is Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett. Well, y'all, he owns a lovely golf cart company here in Charleston. He's still alive. Brad Garrett, golf cart company owner.
Yes, Brad Garrett is indeed alive. He's an American actor and comedian, and he was on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, how the mighty have fallen. All right.
Okay. Do we have time for a couple more here? Loretta Lynn.
Ooh. Y'all, too soon. Y'all, her...
Oh, is it?
It's still in the car. Y'all, I brought her album back today from my Crap at the Hats, her Crisco-themed album. Y'all, she is a country music singer, and she's dead as the door now. Miss Loretta is not with us anymore.
Miss Loretta Lynn has gone to glory. She was an American songwriter and singer. Coal miner's daughter. I thought that was appropriate.
She still has a museum. Love her to death.
Mm. Have we got time for maybe one more?
Quickly.
John Gielgud.
Now, you're going to have to, of course, throw one out there that I don't know just to be yourself. But, y'all, John Gielgud is dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was... The sports ball player. He was the football player back in the 80s.
Ooh. He played for the Atlanta Braves, right?
Yeah, right. The Atlanta Falcons.
John Gielgud is indeed dead. He was a British stage actor and director. He was in Arthur and Hamlet and Ages of Men. So, very, very, very well-known actor, except for Vader.
Right. Never heard of him.
All right, well, it sounds to me like you're going to be honing more of your skills of taking care of the elderly.
Correct.
Here. Well, you know, there may be another job on the West Coast.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Do you know how to operate a food hook?
Well, I was going to say, I don't believe the jalopy could tow the crane out there.
Well, you'd need a crane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.